Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on June 6 regarding Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O, Zayas, Z-A-Y-A-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Zayas as described in my report of 121-22, for this pertained to injuries he allegedly sustained at work on 6-8-20. Period. Paragraph. Most of the additional medical records supplied predate the subject event. Period. However, they show on 8-22-16 he was seen by Dr. Narvel, N as in Nancy, A-R-V-E-L. Period. History was remarkable for pulmonary tuberculosis, comma, obesity, comma, hypertension, comma, asthma, comma, GERD, comma, abnormal liver function, comma, hidradenitis suppurativa, comma, and cavitation of lung. Period. Musculoskeletal, comma, neurologic, comma, and back exams were unrevealing. Period. On 9-8-16, he returned to review his test results. Period. This was a chest x-ray in particular. Period. On 11-7-19, he saw Dr. Narvel again regarding an abnormal TB test he had done for a job. Period of chest x-ray revealed some pleural effusion. Period, although he was cleared from a TB perspective, he was advised to follow up for the pleural effusion. Period. Dr. Narvel commented upon his appropriate next steps. Period. New paragraph. On 7-1-20, he was seen by Dr. Narvel. Period. This would have been only a few weeks after the subject event of 6-8-20. Period. He documented that his COVID-19 results were negative. Period. He was seen in the ER for 6-29 on 6 for acute respiratory symptoms on 6-29-20. Period. He did not report any musculoskeletal complaints. Period. He was again referred for various laboratory studies and to a pulmonologist. Period. On 10-12-21, Dr. Narvel's nurse practitioner documented arthralgias and joint pain involving the right shoulder. Period. He did not convey any precipitating mechanism of injury. Period. She diagnosed pain in the right shoulder and referred him for orthopedic consultation. Period. On 11-12-21, he returned to the nurse practitioner and stated he was feeling okay that day. Period. Chest x-ray was done on 9-6-16 to be inserted here. Period. An abdominal ultrasound was done on 9-6-16 to be inserted here. Relative to his abnormal liver function tests. Period findings and conclusions. the additional medical documentation supplies. Supply does not shed any further light. Amateur Zayas's alleged injury of 6-8-20 appeared accordingly. My opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same and will be inserted as marked. Period. It is interesting to note that although he has filed an occupational claim, he does not appear to have conveyed any particular symptoms in that regard to his primary care physician. Appeared on one occasion he referenced right shoulder discomfort, but no precipitating work activities. But he's referred to an orthopedist, but does not appear. Scratch that. Period. This would correlate with the prior visit of 8/24/20 with Dr. Murray and a right shoulder MRI on 9/22/20. Period. That study showed subacromial spur with acromial subdeltoid bursitis and the long head of the biceps tenosynovitis. Period. He had a somewhat positive response to corticosteroid injection. Period. Dr. Murray later documented the petitioner belatedly added subjective complaints, including those to the neck, that he attributed to the original incident. Period. He thought the petitioner was amplifying his symptoms. But this was confirmed by a functional capacity evaluation of 11/3/20. Period. And that is the end.